Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 204, the 10 most important things to simplify in your life by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 what's going on, old friends? This is OLD, or OLD, which stands for Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, your host and personal reader. And today's going to be a pretty short episode. I have a post from Joshua Becker, a famous minimalist, and this is a pretty minimal post in terms of word count. Although in terms of comments and popularity, it is not minimal. This is the number one most popular post on his site, becomingminimalist.com, and has almost 500 comments. So yeah, even though it's short, it's a good one, and you might want to keep a list of his 10 things near you or on your bathroom mirror or something, somewhere that doesn't create clutter for you and keeps things minimal. And speaking of minimalism, I give away a book by The Minimalist every month to a random person on my email list. I actually just gave one away yesterday, so if you'd like a chance to win that, plus other random book giveaways and also get free spreadsheets from me to optimize your life, come on over to my site, oldpodcast.com. Just enter your email address and you'll get 3 spreadsheets from me sent to you automatically, plus a video tutorial to go along with it, and you'll be automatically entered to win books every month. Again, you can visit oldpodcast.com, or if it's too difficult to browse around the internet right now, you can text the word optimal to the number 44222, and that's a faster way to join. And that's it. Let's start optimizing your life. The 10 Most Important Things to Simplify in Your Life by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Purity and simplicity are the two wings with which man soars above the earth and all temporary nature. Thomas A. Kempis. Simplicity brings balance, freedom, and joy. When we begin to live simply and experience these benefits, we begin to ask the next question, quote, where else in my life can I remove distraction and simply focus on the essential, unquote. Based on our personal journey, our conversations, and our observations, here's a list of the 10 most important things to simplify in your life today to begin living a more balanced, joyful lifestyle. Number 1, your possessions. Too many material possessions complicate our lives to a greater degree than we ever give them credit. They drain our bank account, our energy, and our attention. They keep us from the ones we love and from living a life based on our values. If you will invest the time to remove non-essential possessions from your life, you will never regret it. For more inspiration, consider the article Simplify, 7 Guiding Principles to Help Anyone Declutter Their Home and Life. Number 2, your time commitments. Most of us have filled our days full from beginning to end with time commitments, work, home, kids' activities, community events, religious endeavors, hobbies, the list goes on. When possible, release yourself from the time commitments that are not in line with your greatest values. Number 3, your goals. Reduce the number of goals you are intentionally striving for in your life to 1 or 2. By reducing the number of goals that you are striving to accomplish, you will improve your focus and your success rate. Make a list of the things that you want to accomplish in your life and choose the 2 most important. When you finish one, add another from your list. Number 4, your negative thoughts. Most negative emotions are completely useless. Resentment, bitterness, hate, and jealousy have never improved the quality of life for a single human being. Take responsibility for your mind, forgive past hurts, and replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Number 5, your debt. If debt is holding you captive, reduce it. Start today. Do what you've got to do to get out from under its weight. Find the help that you need. Sacrifice luxury today to enjoy freedom tomorrow. Number 6, your words. Use fewer words. Keep your speech plain and honest. Mean what you say. Avoid gossip. Number 7, your artificial ingredients. Avoid trans fats, refined grain, white bread, high fructose corn syrup, and too much sodium. Minimizing these ingredients will improve your energy level in the short term and your health in the long term. Also, as much as possible, reduce your consumption of over-the-counter medicine. Allow your body to heal itself naturally as opposed to building a dependency on substances. Number 8, your screen time. Focusing your attention on television, movies, video games, and technology affects your life more than you think. Media rearranges your values. It begins to dominate your life. And it has a profound impact on your attitude and outlook. Unfortunately, when you live in that world on a consistent basis, you don't even notice how it is impacting you. The only way to fully appreciate its influence in your life is to turn them off. Number 9, your connections to the world. Relationships with others are good, but constant streams of distraction are bad. Learn when to power off the BlackBerry, log off Facebook, or not read a text. Focus on the important, not the urgent. A steady flow of distractions from other people may make us feel important, needed, or wanted, but feeling important and accomplishing importance are completely different things. Number 10, your multitasking. Research indicates that multitasking increases stress and lowers productivity. While single tasking is becoming a lost art, learn it. Handle one task at a time. Do it well. And when it is complete, move to the next. You just listened to the post titled, The 10 Most Important Things to Simplify in Your Life by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Again, that's the most popular post on his site as of now, and while it's fairly short, I think those are great things to tackle to simplify your life. I'll keep this ending short, but just a quick reminder that you can get a lot of free stuff and hear from me personally if you're on my mailing list. To join, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. And I hope you're having a great weekend. I will catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.